Well, without further ado, as they say, I want to read, Sudhir wanted me to read Acts chapter 3, so if you'll turn to Acts 3:1, and then Sudhir is going to come and bless us with the word. Now, Peter and John went up together to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms from those who entered the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked for alms. And fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, "Look at us." So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered the temple with them, walking, leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Then they knew that it was he who sat begging alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. Could you show the film now, Roger?
My mother started this ministry 40 years back with small beginning. Me and my brother, we both were brought up from the orphanage. God has molded our lives while we were in children home. Jesus said, "If you want to love your neighbor, you must love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus never denied anyone. Our ministry, IRE, has been walking with the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ to reach the unreached, to carry the Christ compassion to the poor. Jesus loves everybody. Bible says, faith without action is dead. Our ministry is reaching the people like a soup, soap, and salvation. If you want to reach the people, we need to reach them with love and compassion. Friends, I need your prayers and encouragements. If you join with us, join hand to hand, we can bring difference. We can give hope to the hopeless. Dear friends, you did watch this PowerPoint presentation. What this IRE ministry has been doing among the poor and needy. Only one reason we are doing it. To show the God's love, to help the people, to break the barriers, to break the systems, which is not right for the God's kingdom. Wherever we go, whatever we do, first we will see like Jesus. When Jesus was on this earth, when he saw the multitudes, he would move with compassion. He's not only sharing, but he fed the poor. We are walking with the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are trying to do something, but not all what we do, whatever the way that God has given to us. So, like Isaiah shared in this film, soup, soap, salvation. When we go to the villages, when we find the need, with the love of Jesus Christ, we will meet the need. And then, when we go second time, the people's hearts will be open and they will very much happy to hear whatever we say. Like that, we have reached so many people. Please join with us as a friends and as a partners to do this great work. We together will establish God's kingdom in this place, in India. If you are not standing in the gap, who will stand? If it is not now, when? This is the time. God bless you. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord. He is the God of yesterday, today, and forever. He is unchanging God. Thank you so much for this beautiful, wonderful opportunity God has given us to stand before you and share the work what we've been doing and the ministry. And I really thank God for is a most wanted person for Jesus, your dear pastor. Smile, he always smiles, I know. He's a handsome boy, and his dear wife, Terry. God has led him many years back. He came to twice to India, twice. We had a huge crusade. We have seen the power of God. It was awesome. Hundreds of people gave their life to Jesus Christ. Many people instantly healed by the power of God. They ministered. That was the God has knitted our hearts like that. I saw the man of God when he was operating his gifts for God. I saw this is the man we need. Friends, I always looking for the kingdom connections. I am always looking for the people who has the kingdom mindset, vision partners, together work for the God's kingdom. Hallelujah. You saw our DVD presentation. That's the ministry what we have been doing. It has started with my mother 40 years back with a scratch and tiny beginning. And we are the two sons to my mother. And I am the younger one. When I was 3 years of age, my father died. My mother has no money to taking care of us. She has taken me and my brother and put into a Christian orphan children home that been established by the Texas man. His name is Douglas, John E. Douglas. That was his orphanage in India. We brought up there. There we gave our life to Jesus Christ. And we went to Bible college. My mother started the ministry. And we are joining the ministry. God is so good and faithful. When we look back, we were so poor, nothing. But when we say, thank you, Jesus. Now we are having 350 churches all over in India. And we are having 4 elderly people home for aged. And we are reaching the lepers. We are reaching the villages with the love of Jesus Christ by giving the fresh water well, drilling the wells in the villages. And we are also have the project to rescue the railway children, those who are living on the trains. Most of the children, they lost their limbs because they don't want, nobody has taken care of them. Many people are taking the children. They are kidnapping them. Some people, they are taking their kidneys, their eyeballs. We are protecting them. I think you might have seen the Slumdog Millionaire picture. It was like that. We are here to do something for the God's kingdom. Our main concern is before they die, they must die with the dignity. They must die with Jesus Christ. That's our main goal. We do have a ministry, reaching the red light areas, buying the call girls, keeping in our New Life Center, sharing the love of Jesus Christ, make them to stand on their own legs, sending them to witness to others. Hallelujah. Friends, when I came over here, I saw the presence of God in this place. I saw the heavens open here when you are all worshiping. I saw the people come forward with the, by the Holy Spirit. Bible says, when we lift up the Son of Man, I will draw the people unto the Calvary of cross. As long as we are here to lift up his name, I know the God, Holy Spirit, lead the people. Friends, that's why we are here. I can say, if anybody asks me, where is the power station in this place, in this area? I don't say, there is a power station. I could say, this is the power station. Where is the dunamite power? This is everlasting power.
Yes.
Wherever we go, we have to carry his presence. The presence of God will make difference in our lives. Even we can see the difference in their lives. The scripture what we read, I don't take much time because I know I only have a half an hour time or 20 minutes. You know, there's Peter and John. They were going up to the temple called Beautiful. I would like to share the four important things what Peter and John have seen that. What kind of things they did. I was talking about the works of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said before he was ascending back to heaven, go and wait at the upper room. Everybody has filled by the Holy Spirit. Jesus did not say, after I go back, you go and preach the gospel. He said, wait. Wait until you receive it. You have to wait until you receive it. Then you can go. When Jesus was a little boy, when he stood in on the temple, before he was going to read all the, you know, things, he said, Luke Gospel 19, he said, Spirit of the Lord came upon me. Friends, the presence of God is most important. When we see the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 6, when he started and kneeled down and prayed to God, he saw the heavens open. He saw the presence of God in his life. He saw the upward vision in his life. Number two, when he saw the heavens open, God has intervened into his life. God is talking. God is ready. He's speaking to his life. God was revealed his life, what he has in his life. That's why, friends, when we come into the presence of the Lord, we need to see, Lord, could you please open the heavens for my life? Then God will see. Number two, he has the inward vision. God showed everything. Then he started to confess, Lord, I am living among the unclean people, Lord. My lips are unclean. Lord, I need, could you please touch my life? You know, there's a coal fire come and touch. He's sanctified. Number three, he had an outward vision. He could able to hear the voice of God.
Yes.
Who will go? Whom shall I send? He could able to. When you can could able to hear the voice of God, because you must have the upward vision experience. Then you can have the inward experience. Then you can have the missions, outward vision. Then wherever you go, the presence of God will do great things and the miracles through your lives. Friends, after this, Peter and John had the upper room experience and they were going up to the temple called Beautiful. There was a crippled man brought to that temple gate and make them to stand and begging every day. Somebody brought that guy there and left over there. People habits always bring the people and keeping them like that. But the Peter and John on the day when while they were going up to the temple, they saw that man. He was begging. Friends, number one, I would like to share. My topic is, use what God gave it to you. What God has given to you, you need to use it back. Number one, God has given to the Peter and John opportunity to find the need. What opportunity God has given the opportunity to see the need. In India, friends, there are so many poor people in India. Christians are the 3%. They are the minorities. Hindus are the 85%. Muslims are 14%. I got some brochures. I can leave it to you. You can read India. Christians are the low caste people. Dalits, they are the poor. In India, Hindu people, they follow the karma mentality system. If anybody are suffering and struggling with the finance, poverty, and they are sick, begging on the streets, they believe they deserve it. Because previous life he did something wrong, so that it is his karma. But we are here to stand and breaking the karmas. Yes. In Jesus' name. Yes. We are here to see something different than what other people would see with their eyes. Like that Peter and John, when they were going up to see the temple, everybody were looking that crippled boy and throwing some coins and giving some money, and they are going. Nobody have seen to make difference in his life. Because the Peter and John are the different than other people. You are the different than other people. You are here not for yourself. You are here for other people. You are here for the outsiders. Bible says many were called, few were chosen. You are a chosen generation. That's why God has brought you. Dear friends, rich people has gone that side. Pharisees has gone that side. Sadducees went. Many business people went that side. But nobody have seen the crippled man. But the Peter and John, when they have seen that man, and went to that man, "Hey, how are you?" He said, "They are begging." He wanted some coins. Peter and John said, "If I give you a coin to you, I would not see the difference in your life. I do not want you sit in this poverty bubble. As long as you are here, the poverty is with you. As long as you are sitting here, the lameness with you. But today, I wanted to do something. Because these people are carrying the presence of God." Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Friends, opportunity means good chance to do the right thing in right time. Wow. Opportunity comes only one time. Yes. If we miss it, we are the great losers. Even God cannot help. One morning, I was going up to, I used to go for walking in the morning. Doctor said, "Your stomach is growing big. You need to run." When I come over here, people are feeding me like a big donkey. Everywhere, people are making a nice beef steaks and nice vegetables. In India, we don't have a freedom to eat beef. Cow is the sacred animal. I am a secret beef eater. Whenever I come over here, I have freedom to eat all the holy cows here. They are worshipping. I am worshipping my steak. Doctor said, "You need to jog." One fine morning, I was just jogging. My son was behind me. And there was a leper man. We don't have a leper ministry at the time. He has no fingers. He has no toe fingers. He looks ugly. Nobody talks with the leper people. They are like unwanted. Something like untouchables. This man, he was playing a drum and he was begging on the streets like that. And he saw my face. He recognized me at some point. "Bishop, good morning, Bishop. Bishop, good morning." I just denied and neglected because nobody talks with the lepers on the street. It's like awkward. I said, "Why this fellow was calling?" I know that he was running fast. My son John was behind me. "Daddy, the leper guy was calling you. You were going very fast. He's calling again." I said, "John, shut up. Come." "Shut up, I know, come." "Daddy is calling." I stopped and I went. My son was very naughty boy like me. And he just, I went to that, "Hey, why did you call me? How you know my name?" I saw son. You came to my village. I was there. You gave the water well. You conduct a meeting there. Sir, I saw you. Yes. I put my hand into my pocket. I did not have any money to give. Nothing. Can you do one thing? My house is that street. He said, yes, I know your house, sir. I will come. This guy inquired about my where I'm staying, where I'm living, everything. He had known that. So come to my house. I will give something to you. I gone. Do you know, when I go back to my house, this leper guy brought 20 leper people to my house. I thought that these people are begging as a team. This fellow, he collected everybody. I think he has since saw a small cell phone. He called everybody. They were lined up in front of my house. I was shocked. I said, hey, I only called you. You brought 20 people. All the wheelchairs and structures, they look. I was worrying about my street people. This nasty fellow bring all the nasty people to my house. All my streets are talking about me very bad. Because I am working, they don't like that I work for the poor people. I asked them, what can I do for you? He said, sir, this is my book. They had hanging a tin, begging tin. This is my begging tin. People, they don't want to see us in front of their homes. They're always throwing the stones for the long distance. Most of the coins fell to the ground. It takes 15 to 20 minutes to collect the coin because they don't have fingers. My heart was touched. Lord, great opportunity. So he said, we don't want any money. If your organization, if your ministry would be able to come and help, like every month some rice, lentil and cooking oil, it will be a huge blessing for our 25 families. Okay, we do that. We don't have any money, but by faith we started. After 3 months later, after we started that ministry, we took the doctors, we started to help these people. We are giving every month twice some groceries. You know what happened? Nearly 3 months later, I gave baptism to 20 leper people to the glory of God. Great opportunity. Sometimes the opportunity comes to our doorsteps. If we have a spiritual eyes, if you are filled by the Holy Spirit, if you are carrying the presence of God, friends, we need to grab the opportunity. If you lose it, you will never get that opportunity. Sometimes God will test our lives. That's why this Peter and John went to that man. Hey, silver and gold I do not have. I give what I have. What they have, dear friends? Number two, Bible says God has given to them power and authority. Hallelujah. Number one, God gave them opportunity to find the need. Number two, God has given them power and authority. When you read verse 6, they said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. Bible says, all the authority has been given unto you. Whatever you bind on this earth will be bound in heaven. They exercise the authority and power what God has given to them. They commanded the disease in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We are carrying the presence of God. Our God is God of ex nihilo. He created out of nothing. When God created this whole universe, when he spoke, everything has created. Let there be a light, there was a light. He created everything out of nothing.
These people remember the power of God, what they had when they were in the upper room. Friends, this is like upper room. I saw this morning, everybody touched by the power of God. When you go, people would see you are a different people. Difference in your life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What God has given to them, power and authority. Sometimes, friends, you know, I used to travel a lot in India because we have huge ministry. We are having a 120 staff are working under our ministry, in the ministry. I've been traveling. Sometimes my body, my hands get pain because I was traveling on a car like that. You know what I would say to my hand? When I'm feeling my hand pain, I say, hand, the pain, you don't have authority over my hand, life. I command you, pain, go in the name of Jesus. I do like this. Warning. Like that. God will heal it. Hallelujah. We need to exercise to do something. We need to exercise. If somebody, there are so many, demon-possessed people brought to my house. They ask me to pray. I don't say like that, hey, demon, would you please go out? Can you leave this boy? I will shake your hand. I said, no, I don't go. I stay here. It will say, what do you do? I command you. I command you. There is a power in the name of Jesus Christ. I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Get out in Jesus' name. Screaming and go. We need, what is it? Silver and gold we do not have. We give what we have. They don't have money. They give a power. We are here to exercise the power and authority, dear friends. When you do the ministry power brings the result. When you read chapter 7 and 8, verse 7 and 8, when they commanded the disease, instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. He jumped to his feet and began to walk. See, when we command the disease, how you command? If you have the authority. In India, we have a policeman in the big center, signals. Sometimes we have a power cut problem in India. You don't have power cut here. At the time, there's a one skinny police guy. He took a stop board and he go to the big center. He put his hand. All the big lorries and all the cars will stop. Hundreds of. When he put his hand like this. That man, he will fall. It's a very skinny way. But see, when he stood in the middle of the road, when he put the stop board, all the big lorries will stop. Why? Because he has the power. He is nothing, but he is everything. We are nothing, but he is everything. His name must be glorified, friends. When you weak, he is strong. Don't look to the weakness. You know that we are having a power of God. See, when they commanded the disease, instantly that guy's feet and ankles became, and he jumped in his feet. We had a big crusade. The place called Biryalgoda. Big crusade. We conducted a huge crusade in big stadium. 40,000 people were attended. John Shriver was preaching on the day. So many miracles, so many healings. All the Hindu people come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We saw the final day, the last day of the crusade. Do you know, friend, what happened? I got a phone call from a local MP, member of parliament. And he has the authority. He took my phone number because he knew that I am the man who led that crusade. Bishop, yes sir, may know. I'm MP speaking here. I know there's a meetings being conducted. Are you conducting the meeting? Yes, sir. That's our meetings. Can you do one thing? Yes, sir. I'm going to send my uncle. Can you pray for him tonight? I said, sir, send him 7 o'clock at the meeting place. We will certainly pray for your uncle. No worry. Thank you, sir. I stopped the phone. I don't want to talk to this kind of people. They make some problems. I stopped him. 40,000 people on that day. We are worshiping God. Power of God, awesome. The time is 8:30. We are starting to preach in the gospel that John was talking, and I was the translating. You know what happened? There was a cause. Ambulance came directly to the meeting place. They rushed to the car because they have the power. They came to the meeting. They came 9 o'clock. I told them 7 o'clock. They don't follow the times. You know that. They came. And we are preaching. I don't want to stop it. The presence of people are there. They are hearing the word of God. There is a lady behind. She's a black lady. She's from America. And I asked her, can you go and pray for that man and send them? We are preaching. And she went back. She went to the ambulance. She opened the door. Actually, she did not know what was there in that. She opened the door and she said, hey man, why you are sleeping? Come out in Jesus' name, she said. That guy, Hindus, they never speaks loudly. They speaks very gently. That guy, he never heard such a big voice. He was shocked. Hey, come out in Jesus' name. She was shocked. That guy was shocked. And his veins and nerves and all shaking. Arthur, come out. She brought that guy out. He was paralyzed. He was on the stretcher. She brought him. And she put his hand on here, her. And she brought him. I was preaching. People are watching. She took behind the stage. Walk, walk, walk. And she just leave her hand. Just walk, walk, walk. That guy slowly walking. That guy walking. Made him run, that guy. You know what happened? The MP's brother, he came and said, excuse me, what? I need your microphone. My microphone. He grabbed my microphone and he said, Jesus Christ is real God. He is a true God. I saw my uncle for the last 2 years. Doctor said he has no hope. He was lying on the cot. But today, Jesus Christ, hallelujah God. He don't know. Hallelujah God. Jesus, he's a Hindu man. My uncle healed. My uncle got healed. See? Friends, on the day, through the testimony, 5,000 people gave their life to Jesus Christ. The whole family, MP family, came to the Lord Jesus Christ with the little. Hallelujah. Ministry power brings the result. You don't need to do anything else. You lift up the Son of Man. I will draw the people unto the Calvary of cross. That is the outward vision. You are a mission. Your pastor is maintaining a very good timing. I thought that he would come this morning at least 10 minutes late. And I saw he came 10 minutes before. India, we don't follow this kind of time. India, we always following the elastic time. I said, Michael, you said 8 o'clock. This man came 10 to 8. What could I do? I rushed and I was begging. You know, when we both were coming, I just spoke to on the way we were talking. If God lead as a team through you to India from your church, we can use your team. So many villages. Go to the villages, preaching the gospel. People are hungry. People are desperate. Friends, because you are carrying the presence of God, we can make the things. We wanted to see the enemy strategies. India has to bound in Jesus' name. We are the people can change the nations upside down. You know that? You know, ministry power always brings the difference. Ministry power brings the result. Friends, you know what God has given? See, ministry power attracts the attention. Verse 9 and 10, when you read the same chapter, when all people saw him walking and jumping, praising God, they recognized him as the same man who used to sit at the temple gate. People will recognize that you are that guy. Everybody would recognize that guy. Oh, this guy was sitting outside. Where this man now? Now he is coming to inside. We are here to bring the outsiders back to the inside. Bring to the inside. We are the people, lead the people from the darkness to the light of Jesus Christ. We are the people can see the transformation into the people life, and we can show the right path which can lead to the heaven. That's why we are here. Ministry power, everybody attract attention. You know, the MP family, if I go to there, they will send the car to the right train station. I was nothing. There's a board, MP board. No signals, no police, all siren. I was traveling by siren car if I go to that region. Wee, wee, wee. Because I am nothing, but God is everything. He is increasing. I am decreasing. His name alone. Friends, what God has given to the Peter and John? Number one, opportunity. Number two, power and authority. Number three, what God gave to Peter and John, when you read verse 16, resource. What God has given? Resource. What the resource? What the resource? When you read, name of Jesus is their resource. Hallelujah. Everybody say hallelujah. The name of Jesus is our resource. The name of Jesus is our resource. They say, he did not say, in Peter's name, you rise up and walk. Did he say? No. In the name of Jesus. Not our buildings, not our wealth, not our positions. That is not our resource. Our resource, his name. His name above all names. There is a power in the name of Jesus. There is a victory in the name of Jesus. He is a Rapha. He is El Shaddai. He is a Nissi. He is a banner. His name above all names. Hallelujah. Ushakara basha lamanda laraba. Ministry power. Friends, our ministry started with a bicycle. In the beginning, my mother, we tied the speaker on the handle, put this amplifier and battery behind the carriage. I hang the drum on my neck. My brother was pushing the bicycle. I was playing on the streets. My mother was preaching the gospel. We started this ministry like this. When we look back, we were so poor. Now I could say, our resource, Jesus. Every day we are feeding 2,000 people every day. Lepers, runaway children, elderly people, orphans, and New Life Centers. We're keeping the red light girls. We brought them, keeping them in the New Life Center, teaching them some skills. We are feeding every day. Our resource is the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Friends, that is the reason God has. Our resource, because Jesus is our resource. Don't worry about anything else. You know, when we read here, the name of Jesus is our resource. Hallelujah. Recently, two Muslim people came to our home. We got some Muslim friends, but morning 6 o'clock they came. They put a big two hats. Two people came. I went to my office. They said to my PA, I want to speak. Your bishop is there. I said, yes, his house is there. So he also joined with them and he came. And that morning, I got ready. I wanted to go to my auditing office to sign it on the accounts because I'm traveling to America. These guys came. I told them, why this guy is bringing these Muslims? I don't know. I said, sir, what you want, sir? Sir, we want to talk with you. They said like this. Muslims, they greeted like that. Okay? Sir, I'm a head staff. I'm a headmistress. I'm a head staff. Head teacher. He's another teacher. We came from Muslim school. We are having 250 children in our school, Muslim school. And I know that we've been watching newspapers, TV, about the ministry, what you've been doing for the poor people. I was thinking in my spirit, you Muslims are rich people. He's talking about that. I thought, what do you want? We need a water well in my school. Wow. I was thinking, you got a lot of money from the Gulf, Middle East, Gulf countries, Dubai, Saudi Arabia. You have a lot of money. But I did not talk about the money, but I was thinking in my spirit, these people a lot of money. But anyhow, God, this might be my opportunity to help these people. Yes. I don't have any money. If the people gives money, I will spend for the designated purpose. If people give for the call goal, that money goes to them. People gives money for the water wells, I spend. They came and they have asked. I said by faith, when you want it, do you have any time? Can you give any space, maybe 1 month time, 2 months time? No. Before the Ramadan. You know the Ramadan festival? Ramadan, that festival is there?
Ramadan.
Before the Ramadan starts, we need water well. Muslims are very strict. Oh, I want that. Wow. Okay, we will do it. I have a $500, my personal money in my account. So I drawn that. My PA, you just start to work this one. I am looking for another $1,100. Altogether $1,100 for one water well. It used to be $1,000, now the tax $100. Okay, we'll pray for the next. You can start the work. They need a very urgency. I send them. So I came from my auditing office and I did not get sleep because I was thinking about so many things. This water well is going and I'm traveling. I have to go to different places. And I told to my wife, I didn't get sleep. Can you give that magazine? I wanted to read that one. I wanted to read that book. Please bring that magazine. She pulled the magazine from my cupboard. There were some letters. All the mails came. It's stagnated. All the mails fall to the ground. I said, there is so mails. See, my wife said, there are so many mails are here. You didn't see this all. I said, they're all junk mails. There was a small envelope was there. It has come from UK, UK stamp. There's a name, Mary Harmer. I opened that mail. The mail came 28 days back. I didn't see that. Open it. There are £600 check was there. Nearly $900. I spoke to my PA. Hey, I got check. 10:30 you were talking about the check. Where did the check come from? 10:30, sir. He said, I found it in the corner. Oh, 28 days back the check was there. Come and take this check. Tomorrow I have to go to some other place. So he took that check. I thank God we drilled the water well. The story begins now. When we went to that water well and we dedicated the water well, you can see in my brochures all the Muslim children with the hats at the water well, you can see it. After we dedicated, they invited us into their office for having coffee and biscuits. And we were all sitting and having a coffee. There's two ladies came with the burqas. You know the burqas, black dress. And they said, "Can you come? I want to talk with you." I said, "You are calling me?" I said, "Yes." "Can you?" No. "My wife, take my wife. You speak to my wife." The Muslim ladies, they said, "You come, I want to talk with you." Oh my goodness, they want to talk with me. I sent to my wife, "Go, you please talk to them, this Muslim girl. I don't have any interact before these Muslims." So my wife went with them. And they asked my wife, "Do you have any Bibles?" My wife said, "They wanted some Bibles." I said, "How many Bibles they wanted?" "We wanted 10 Bibles. Immediately I went to the Christian bookstore. I rushed to that place. I gave money. I brought 10 Bibles. And I hand out to those people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Best opportunity. Best opportunity. When we conduct the crusades, thousands of people are coming. Hindu people come to the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot see the 2-3 Muslim people because they do have a strong doctrines. The strong doctrines are not powerful than Hindu gods. I thank God. God has given a great peace. Now we are reaching the Muslim people for Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Friends, we are here to make something different. Who is our resource? The name of Jesus is our resource. On the day I accidentally found that check, I don't know. That was the reason. I agreed that. I spent it. You know what happened? I came to the airport after 3 weeks later. How God is good to me in life. I hate to travel early morning flights. 5 o'clock my flight would dispatch. I have to be there at airport 3 o'clock in the morning. I started my hotel 2 o'clock. I went. I was so tired. I checked through all my luggage. And I was waiting. And I was just taking a power nap. Because they were calling me to board. Somebody called my name 20 minutes before I go to the getting into the board. Sudhir Kumar K. I said, "Who is that? My bags are here. I am here. Why is she calling?" I said, "Ma'am, you call me?" "Yes, you are Sudhir. Please come." I went. I got my bag and ticket and everything. I went. "I want your boarding pass." I gave my, "Why?" "We want to change your seat." "Can I change your seat? Is it the best seat? Change it." She was laughed at me and she gave a 10K business class. And she said to me, "You leave your stuff, you follow me." They carried my stuff. I went to there. I saw there, I never traveled in my life business class. When I pressed the button, the seat was going backside. When I pressed the button, the leg foot is like a bed. When I press, there's a door is going like that. And she said, "Would you like to have some fresh orange juice?" "Is it fresh?" "Yes." They squeeze oranges. Hallelujah. How God is good. He is our resource. He is our resource. When we walk by faith, God always honor you. If you honor him, he will honor you. Dear friends, I'm going to close it within the 2 minutes. What God gave to Peter, I have a very bad habit to preach long. Please pray for me, don't preach longer. It's a little. Here, Peter and John, what gave? Number one, opportunity. Number two, power and authority. Number three, resource, the name of Jesus. Number four, message. Verse 17, when you read it, when the crippled man came to the temple by walking, Peter stood up towards the crowd with boldness. When the crippled man just entered into the temple, Peter got boldness. He got the strength. And he stood up. Everybody recognized this man? Yes. The man, one who you see, is outside. Do you know who has healed this man? Jesus Christ. Bible says, then Peter stood up and sharing the love of Jesus Christ to this. See, Bible says, Matthew chapter 28:19. Therefore, go and make disciples for all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Dear friends, when the things makes different, we could able to stand boldly and witness the people. That's the reason when we go to the villages, when we drill the water well, we don't talk much about Jesus. Low profile. Second time, all people will recognize, oh, these people came to my village. They gave you water well. These people came to my village. They conducted a medical camp. These people came to my village. They have distributed some clothes. The people will recognize. Then we can share the love of Jesus Christ like a soap and salvation. Friends, we are here to do something. When Jesus saw multitudes, he moved with compassion. It's not only sharing, but he fed the poor. We are here to do something for the God's kingdom. Friends, if you go, God is with you. Matthew chapter, beginning, he said, I am Emmanuel. When Mary has the fear, angel of God appeared to Mary. Mary, fear not. You conceived with the Holy Spirit. You are inside as the Holy Spirit. You are going to give the birth, Holy Spirit. His child name is Emmanuel. He is with you. When you have a Holy Spirit in you, the Emmanuel is with you. In the beginning of the Matthew chapter, God is telling to Mary, I am Emmanuel, I am with you. When you go to the Matthew chapter 28, last verse, I will be with you until the end of this world. His promises are beginning of the same and the end of the same. He is the God, one he Alpha and he is Omega. He is the God, one who began, one he end. Friends, rise up and walk. We together will lift the banner of living God in this end times. God bless you.